Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In the streets, dancing in the sand. What the heck's wrong with all of that, right? As we meet the halfway point. Yes, it's the halftime report. I feel like I'm in a football game, right? Halftime report from whoever, Fred and Sid. So the first half of 2023 was an extremely, you fill in the blank. What would the blank be? Social media address, Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. What did you think of the first half of 2023? And that can be any number of priorities. It can be your family, it can be your work, it can be social, it can be political, I suppose, although that stuff's getting pretty old.
Yeah. But,
yeah, whatever. So we want some active insight into the issues in your life and the pleasant stuff, whatever you're doing to preserve yourself, right? Taking a long ride in a car. It's a nice time of year for that. If you have a convertible, even better, right?
Yeah, how you get your me time. Or is your brain still trying to process the fact that it's even 2023?
I know. That is one of the things that is... scary isn't the word that I don't like using the word scary. But I do think that there are a lot of people who are not aware of where we are. And so where we are is halfway through the year. I was thinking about summer bodies. Now, there are people who are so focused on the ideal shape and size and what do you look like. And when you really put your, you know, what is it, the pedal to the metal, it's actually neither, it's not possible to get to the perfect body because there's, what's the definition of a perfect body? To one person, it could be one way, and another person, it could be another way.
Especially if you're just looking at the visual side for vanity's sake, as opposed to what's going on inside the body with health. Are you healthy? There are a lot of people who look like they would be healthy from the outside, but on the inside they are not, and vice versa.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, but that's not, that was then. But I have said this for a long time. The ideal of a skinny person, whether it be male or, well, that men, women don't like skinny men for the most part, I don't think, but why is it that it seems that we're told that that skinny mini is the best way? Although I think that's changing now, but it's slowly changing. The people who get themselves wrapped around, I got to look just like that. Youngsters who smoke because they don't want to put on weight, you know, stuff like that. You probably encountered that when you were in school, too.
I think that was I think that kind of ended more so in the late 90s, early aughts. Yeah. But when you look through history, the ideal body type always regarded most towards women. It was never about men.
Yeah, never about men.
It was always whether, I mean, having a little bit more thickness to you at one point was hotter, and then being thinner, and then maybe having a tan, or maybe being more pale skinned, and just it seems like it's always changed through the decades, and we as a society are getting a little bit closer to a point of normalizing just not commenting on other people's bodies.
Yeah, and I should be one of those, right? When I say somebody should have it, what did I say that to with DeSantis' wife was the last person I said, but I changed my tune. I didn't say have a hamburger. I said, I think I said have milkshake.
Yeah, right, ice cream or something. Well, because you don't, you yourself don't eat hamburger,
right,
so you change it to something you eat. But still, it's it's one of those things of we don't know what people go through. We don't know the mental health side of things or the physical ailments, and it's just one of those things of society. Just stop commenting on people's bodies. I can't tell you how many times I myself have dealt with this, friends have dealt with this, where people have asked us how far along our pregnancies are when we are not even pregnant.
I did that once on the air with somebody a long time ago.
How did that end out?
Not well. Not well. So the idea of a summer body, which is where, you know, we're in the 4th of July week, more people on vacation this week. Boy, I went out to Western Mass in New York State yesterday to deliver a cow and pick up a couple of cows. And on the there's a stretch of the Mass Pike that leads to another, if you're familiar, people who come up to New England or go through New England for a vacation, where Interstate 84 meets 90, the Mass Pike. It's always in both directions this time of year. You can sit and wait for a half hour, 45 minutes, maybe an extra hour, because the thing is jammed. It's not adequate to handle all of the traffic. And one wonders if there are bottlenecks like that in your neck of the woods, where people get like in, where 80 and 90 come together in Cleveland. That's always been a bottleneck. I think down in Texas, I'm trying to think of that spaghetti, James Collins at our studio, main studio in Dallas. There's a place, and I can't remember what the interstate numbers are, but there's like a spaghetti. I remember staying in a hotel once in the Metroplex, and the roads all come together and converge, and it just, I know, it's a bottleneck. All there are probably every major city that has more than a couple of interstates going through it, you're going to suffer that at this time of year. Anyway, so I guess I was just thinking about the mental health point of view from this conversation. Jay, you pointed it out better than I. There are so many women who think they have to have a bikini-ready body, ready to go, right? And there, the endless conversation about weight loss for summertime. I'd rather have you think about weight loss for your health and well-being. And that's where Calitrin comes in. I wasn't thinking about this when I first started talking about summer bodies, but I think this is a good pitch, actually, for those of you who don't necessarily have what you think is the perfect body. You need to know what you like. And then you need to, and have it not influenced by anybody else but you. And I think that's Jay's message. It's you who should determine what you look like and what you like. It shouldn't be some advertisement. It shouldn't be some other human being. It shouldn't be any other influence other than what you're comfortable with one way or another. Now, having said that, if you are comfortable with a heavy body, and I'm talking about somebody who is 5 feet tall and weighs 290 pounds. That's just not healthy. And so if you have a good family life, you have a good work life, you're enjoying your life, but you've let yourself go in that way, that's where Calitrin can come in and help you out. So if you go to toploss.com, their website, go through all of the formulas, the tests, the trials, the case studies, the things that are there. This product was born 26, almost 27 years ago, and I've been talking about it on the air for 7 or 8, I think, because it's a product that works. I believe in it. It's healthy weight loss. It's not just the crash diets, and that's the other thing, Jay, that applies here. Some people just go on these crazy nut bird diets. They take all these stimulants.
They're not sustainable.
No, they don't keep the weight off, mm-hmm. And that's what Calitrin does. It helps you keep the weight off. And that's probably more important. Losing it is one of the challenges. Yep. And then keeping it off, that's the other challenge. So you might go to their website, toploss.com, march yourself into good health because you want to, not because somebody's trying to cow you into it, because you really want. It is safe for you, safe for your spouse if you have one, safe for everybody in the family. It's proven to work. Check out all the testimonials at toploss.com. And then when you decide you want to try a 90-day supply, let's say, or whatever it is, you can do the BOGO deal. You can do the summer deal. Ask for any number of different deals they have. Use Doug, the discount code Doug, when you check out, and you don't have to pay for shipping either. That's Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-M. And let me do that again, Doug. Thank you. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. You'll be happy that you listened to me talk about this. It's 16 past the hour.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any passion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
I gotta try that for police car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. Pick up to 40 days of consistent sitting all over police car clips right on your bed. You know my car's my happy place. Keep a smile on my face. It smells just right, just right, just right. And breathe happy for breeze. La 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 la.
Getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Okay, Doug and Jay, Doug Steff and Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. We're going to be live tomorrow as a normal, well, I used to say it was normal for all holidays. I don't say that anymore for Christmas and New Year's. I guess that's good. But the 4th of July is a celebratory day and also a day, an opportunity for us to just kind of put things into perspective. So it'll be a lot of good stuff, a little patriotic music.
Yeah, continue the conversation.
And, yeah, exactly. All right, so continuing the conversation, looking at the charts from last week for talkers, the things that we talk about on the Talk Radio Review, most of the things have been active, not the Hunter Biden investigation. There's no more conversation there. You either do something or you don't do something. But the rulings from the Supreme Court and the controversy about the aid for student debt, I find this abhorrent, frankly. If you have student aid, you think it's debt, you think it's great. But it's so unfair. And how they can continue to pound on this, and now Biden's got another plan to figure, you're going to try to do student loan forgiveness. It's, what are you going to do for everybody? How do you separate out? And I've seen, I think this is the toughest part of this. We're all with the Black Lives Matter thing, and yet every picture I've seen from any protest that's being held have all been black kids. So, we've got all of this back to race stuff. The Supreme Court decision on admittance, you can't use race as a bellwether as to whether you get on to college or not.
All of these things are almost cover fixes. It's not fixing the root problem.
Yeah.
Don't hire on racist and prejudiced people to be in the admissions offices. How about that? How about you do better vetting there, and then it's not even an issue? How about we fix the issue of the root cause of why so many go into debt just trying to go to college with student loans rather than the forgiveness? Let's fix the actual problem, because this forgiveness is a Band-Aid effect. It's not going to stop it from continuously happening to other people.
Pushing college on everybody is so inappropriate. And then there's this ruling, the case that sparked the Supreme Court's discrimination ruling on the LGBTQ front, 6-3 to allow a Christian web designer to refuse their services. That's okay with me. If you don't want to work, you don't want to take a client, why should you be forced to?
I wouldn't want to pay money to somebody who doesn't want my business.
No, exactly. What kind of a job are they going to do for you? I think that's a bogus ruling, frankly. Yeah, but a couple of the others have merit. All right, here we are, 21 after. This is a Good Day program for Monday.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Special summertime deals here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. When I say deals, it's discussion. Our deals are about things going on. And Taylor Swift is somebody that people like to talk about. They want to know what's going on with her. And so they're following her tour. So we're going to give you an update on what happened on stage in Cincinnati, Ohio, right after this.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Taylor Swift, S-W-I-F-T. She's got a new boyfriend yet. I think she dated the last guy for 7 minutes, right? Now she's got... She's open to suggestions, yes. So here's the, she was in Cincinnati, and she was forced to rush backstage. The stage door failed to open properly during the opening of the tour.
Yeah.
So,
it was the video of this? Yeah, oh man, it's great. So at her concerts, it's the Eras Tour, so she does a certain era, and she has some costume changes that are on stage.
E-R-A-S, era, yeah, time. It's about time, different times, right?
Yes. Yeah. And then in between each era, she goes backstage, under the stage, behind the stage, all of this stuff. And then she'll come out with a completely different outfit. The stage kind of changes the whole energy and vibe and everything.
Right.
And this was during the ending one era, going into the next one, and the stage door was not opening. And you can see in the video, she kind of like stomps on the stage, like, where's it going? And then she just kind of, all of her dancers are exiting towards the back. So she just starts to follow follow suit with them. And she takes a few steps walking, and then it's kind of as like, you can see where it clicks to her of like, okay, I need to sprint. I need to get back there. Otherwise, I'm going to miss coming back out on time and keeping everything mm-hmm. in succession. And she's worked so hard to put together. So girlfriend just breaks out into the stud sprint to head backstage. But as soon as she started heading the opposite way, that's when the door opened.
Great. So then what happened? Where did she...
She's such a pro. Well, she got back there. She got changed in time. Everything was all good.
Moves around. She knows how to... You see, that's the difference between a pro, whether it be someone doing a live performance like that and rolling with the punches, somebody who's on the radio who, you know, something happens that isn't supposed to happen, and you don't freeze up. I can remember when I was a kid and things were wrong, went wrong on the radio, and you just, what do I do now? You know, that kind of stuff. And you're criticized for not handling things. Dead air, can't have that. But now, in this world of talk, at least my rendering of it, I am who I am, and we were talking about that off the air just a minute ago. Whatever goes on, goes on. It's reality. And people are, they find that refreshing, and I'm sure that's one of the things that makes her as popular as she is, because she's just... She's out there. She lets people know what's going on in her life. There's a difference between privacy and personal stuff. And so the personal stuff you can talk about, and maybe other people talk about it as well. The privacy stuff, like what's going on, you know, in your boudoir, that's not anybody's businesses. But anyway, I remember there was a story about a bug flying into her mouth during a concert.
Oh, yes, yeah. She totally choked on the bug. We've
she
all
knows how
there.
To deal with it. He's a pro. Taylor Swift in the Focus here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, for years and years and years, when I talked about the concept of dogs and cats having human emotions, people thought I was crazy, especially people in the scientific community. Said, Warren, there's no way we can prove that in a laboratory. Well, you don't have to prove it in a laboratory. If you want to find out whether or not dogs and cats have emotions, all you need to do is spend some time with the guardians that take care of them on a regular basis. You know, over the years, I've lived and trained with thousands and thousands of dogs, and every single dog or cat I've worked with has emotions. Very often, the emotions of the pet were similar to the emotions of the people they live with. For example, if I was working with a depressed person, often I'd have a depressed dog. An anxious person, an anxious dog. The bottom line is, we have to remove this human ego that we think that we're the only ones that can have emotions and feelings. Our dogs and our cats have been living with us since we've been walking upright. Therefore, it just makes common sense that when it comes to emotions, dogs and cats and most mammals have the same emotions as people do. Just recognize them. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Get the best podcasts at usapodcasting.com.
USA News, I'm Lance Pryor.
USA News on demand.
On demand.
The Good Day Download.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Download with Doug and Jay Kirshner.
War.
All right. Well, the roots into the
parabnormal. Into the parabnormal.
On demand.
Get it all on demand. Anytime. USApodcasting.com. USApodcasting.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Police in two states are investigating weekend mass shootings. In Maryland, two people were killed and 28 others wounded when multiple suspected gunmen opened fire at a block party in South Baltimore. Meanwhile, a shooting at a Wichita, Kansas nightclub left several people injured early Sunday morning, and one suspect is in custody. Authorities in Baltimore are asking for the help of the public for finding whoever is responsible for the deadly shooting in Charm City. Parts of the United States are at risk for more severe weather today. The National Weather Service issued hazardous weather alerts for more than 100 million Americans during the extended holiday weekend. Heavy rain flooded the streets in Chicago and areas in Kentucky yesterday. Thunderstorms may develop across the Mid-Atlantic region and portions of the northern Great Plains today. Also, excessive heat warnings are in effect across the South, where temperatures could approach 110 degrees in some places. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Join the conversation. Call 855-999-DOUG.
I'm calling right now.
That's 855-999-3684 to have your thoughts heard on Good Day.
And I love to live so pleasantly. Live this life of luxury.
Ooh.
Blazing on a sunny afternoon.
Sunshine, lollipops, and roses. Radio Masters Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen at your service on the 3rd of July. So that would mean tomorrow is the 4th of July. How about that? Pretty special. It's the summer holiday, isn't it? Memorial Day isn't really
it's kind of the unofficial. Yeah, it's still in spring technically, but it's like the unofficial kickoff to summer. But
right.
Independence Day, yes.
Yep. So family important, maybe outdoor activities, picnics. How about swimming? Right? Boating, fireworks. We had a big fireworks display on Friday night here that was really fabulous and got people galvanized around one single theme. That's good, right? A lot of people turn off the work in their life this week, number one vacation week of the year. So it's part of the tradition. Are you big on tradition? Some people are, some people aren't. I think that it's important for us to understand what this tradition is about. And maybe tomorrow while we're on the air, we'll talk more about whatever the stuff is that has been what you've been taught, what's at the top of your mind when it comes to the history of our country, the Declaration of Independence, the people who were responsible for signing it, what kind of, you know, that sort of thing. So you can think about that. We're thinking about it, so perhaps you will think about it as well. One of the other things I was thinking about as you continue, I mentioned a few of the things that were on the countdown last week and our discussions on the what we did on Friday and over the weekend, the talk radio roundup, the business about the Ocean Gate Company. Do you realize they're still advertising these trips?
Isn't that
even
absurd?
After it really is. Well, and who would be interested in doing that?
Uh-huh.
That's the thing, right? Five people are dead on this thing.
How do they not lose funding or anything like that? It's one of those things. Sometimes situations
bizarre.
Happen, and then the company folds, and they basically redevelop a new company. Or they, quote-unquote, sell it to somebody else, and they change the name. And it's still the same company. It still does the same thing. It just kind of gets the space left because of all the bad PR. They're just still pushing forward. Like, hey.
The next one is supposed to be next June. And they have a couple of different dates on their website, and the price is still $250,000 from St. John's, Newfoundland, out there. That's as close to where you can find land to get on a boat and go out to where the Titanic is at the bottom of the ocean. But again, I'm just questioning. Would I do it? No. Would you do it? No. Would anybody have any common sense to it? No. The ad says, you'll learn everything you need to know for your dive on board the expedition vessel, and we'll help you prepare for the expedition before you join us on the trip. Huh? I don't get it, but anyway. All of the people who died, including the guy who ran the company, there's no mention of them anywhere. I don't know. I just find it mondo bizarro. I wouldn't think that.
There is. Well, and there's something, and here's one of those things that you can't really know whether or not to trust it because it was on social media.
Yeah.
And not everything is real that you see online sometimes, and it's not even AI-generated stuff. Sometimes people create these things. And there was a job posting that has, quote-unquote, since been removed. So who knows if this was a real thing that somebody screenshotted or somebody created, but allegedly there was a job posting for the CEO's position who perished in the ill-fated Titan.
There you go, boys and girls. That's the job we all want to have, right? No lessons learned, it would seem, in that circumstance. Okay, the weather is a big discussion topic around the country. What's the temperature? It's still warm, James, down in Dallas, the Metroplex, and as you head to the southeast. Didn't look like there was much relief from what I could see.
It cooled just a tad this week.
Cooled down a little
bit. But we're still looking around 95 to 100.
Well, but that's normal. 90s down there at this time of year are normal. That's when it gets up over 100 degrees and stays there. It feels like you're being pounded. And speaking of being pounded, the Chicago area has been pounded by powerful rains. And over the weekend, they had floods galore. Vehicles were trapped. The NASCAR race was, I think, which was supposed to go through downtown. So it feels like one of the movies, right? When they have all of the races on, what was the last? It was 10, right?
With the Fast and Furious film.
Fast and Furious 10, right. So anyway, the Weather Service says that they've got 7 inches of rain in northern Illinois over the weekend. 7 inches. So we were talking about where the interstates come together down in Dallas and where they come together in Cleveland and come together in Boston. Well, here's 55 comes together with 290. And that's all flooded out. 10 cars were trapped on the road blocking 55. Trains couldn't work. And so this is a dangerous situation for a lot of people. And if you look around the country, there are over 100 million people who are under hazardous weather forecasts. Whether it's we had yesterday, well, let's see, what I do on this Saturday, we had good, Friday and Saturday had good weather, so it was baling hay. Yesterday I had to go out to New York State, and it was the same thing heading west and east as it had been when I went up to New Hampshire last, when was it, Wednesday or Tuesday or Wednesday. It just poured to the point, and here are these idiots. I'm on the roadway, and I'm going about 40, maybe 30, 35, 40, because that's as far as, that's as fast as you could go and feel safe at what you can see in front of you. These idiots, and I'm telling you, it's coming down in sheets. There's three guys and three women on motorcycles that passed me like I was standing still.
Oh, my goodness.
And I think to myself, first of all, how do you stay dry? Because there's no cover. How do you see where you're going? How do you keep the bikes on the road because it's so slippery, because there's so much water, hydroplaning and stuff? And all I could think of was them running in front of me or some car and ending up underneath the car.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems to me that's the height of stupidity to pull that kind of a thing, driving or walking even on flooded roads. It's just
nuts. Depending on where you are, especially like LA, where there's a lot of the pollution, and then finally when it does rain, it is so slick just walking.
It's like oil.
You will hit your butt. Yes, it is. It is. But when you are driving and you have a lot of those things, and it's just a sheet, and you have to go slower, put on your hazards. It's just one of those safer things. And also, we need to keep reminding people to, if you do hydroplane, whether it is raining or it is snowing, and you hit black ice or whatever, if you go into a slide, do not hit your brakes.
Nope. No, you don't. That's the thing. The first thing they should teach you. I wonder what they teach in driver school anymore. Do they really
They teach a lot of this stuff, but it's also, you have to remember that when you are first learning all of this, it is overwhelming, and you might not retain everything. You only kind of retain what is going to be specifically on the test. That's why I'm a firm believer that every so often we should have to take another, like, a two-hour or four-hour driving course.
Test.
That it's, well, no, just like a course. And, I mean, yeah, a test at the end would be great, but just this course where you go into a classroom. When I first moved to Tennessee, I was pulled over for speeding, but because I had a good record, the officer even said, go to court, plead guilty. The judge will tell you that you don't have to pay a fine. This will not go on your driving record or anything like that, but he will send you to a four-hour Saturday driving class. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, let's do it, whatever. And I went, and I felt like I was reminded of so many things. I learned things that I didn't realize that just made so much sense.
Common sense.
They talk about the proper way to do a roundabout, the stuff that, like, when you're at a four-way stop and multiple people get there, who goes first, things that you learn originally but then you don't really recall.
Yeah.
And even just as simple as how to have your side mirrors. People do not have – a lot of people use their side mirrors to see behind the car. That's what your rearview mirrors for. Your side mirrors are to see next to you.
Uh-huh.
And also even just how to have your seat so that the seatbelt hits you properly. That when you're sitting in a seat, you should basically take a piece of just paper, and like a normal piece of printing paper, and set it in your lap. And from your stomach to the steering wheel, that's the length it should be. That's the safe distance. And just all these different things that a lot I knew, but then the other things I didn't know or I had forgotten, it's like, oh my goodness, this makes so much sense. And I think just those refresher courses would be really important.
You just said something that's really important. That is using your mirrors and how you reflect on what you're seeing in the reflection. I drive trucks most of the time, pickup trucks, dump trucks, things that are on the farm, and I insist on all the trucks having a split mirror. So if it's an older truck, they have a rounder mirror. They have the regular rearview mirror on each door, and then below them, we have a round mirror that's focused on what's right next to the truck. What are you passing?
Mm-hmm.
What are you seeing? What's close to your truck? And I use that all the time. One of the trucks that I have on a trailer, the mirror is great looking behind you. It's kind of a blind spot. And though the bigger they are, the more of a blind spot they create when you're looking to turn left or right. But I still find it very
comforting to look behind and see what's right beside you, so you can decide whether you're going to take, going to get back into another lane or whatever. It's very, very. I think you hit the nail on the head there.
And there are a lot of semi trucks when you're driving down the road. If you look at, they have a sticker on that says, "If you can't see my side mirror, I can't see you."
Yep.
And it's so accurate.
Yeah. All right. So today, thunderstorms expected over areas of Vermont, New Hampshire, down in the Carolinas, going to rain very hard, Mississippi very hard, and the temperatures are cooling down, though, as you just suggested, James, where the excessive heat last week was a real problem. It looks like it has moved Arizona and parts of Southern California in the desert. It's a desert. Los Angeles and south and inland over to Southern Arizona, it's a desert. Hello. It's supposed to be hot. That's the way it is. But not supposed to be that way up in Oregon, where apparently it's very hot and will be for the 4th of July. So those of you listening up there, I guess you probably had plenty of local warning about this, but interesting. Heat exhaustion and heat strokes. That's what you got to look out for. This hot weather, humid weather, that's why it's great to have a pool, a jacuzzi, a pond, a lake, the ocean. But people who are, if you got children in the car, pets in the car, somebody older in the car with you, you got to have air conditioning, the windows open, or you just need to not go out.
Yeah, even don't bring them with you. Did you see the one about the police officer who had the canine dog, and it was in the car. The car was on, the air conditioning was pumping, and something happened with the vehicle that it shut off, and the dog suffocated, had heat stroke.
There you go.
And then also people who just forget that their animal or their child is in the car because they absent-minded, things happen.
How do you do that? Yeah, you shouldn't be a parent. If you forget...
The sad reality is that it does happen, and it's not just negligence, or it's not always because somebody was on drugs or not paying attention. Yeah. Sometimes there's sleep deprivation, they're out of their normal routine, or the parent who thought her child already got out of the car.
I remember seeing that sort of thing. All right, well, just helpful hints here from the two Radio Harrys at 48 after the hour on Good Day.
When you can find everything you need at prices you can afford, that's totally Target. It's that feeling when quality good and gather ingredients on the barbecue bring family around the table. Or when favorite day after practice snacks let you celebrate the whole team for less. It's when saving more on up and up sunscreen means more fun in the sun. And when Target Circle Rewards program gives you more perks on what you buy most and is always free to join, that's totally Target.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up.
Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Past the hour, Monday, day before the 4th of July. I don't call it, when people say to me, a guy looked at me strangely yesterday, I was moving some cows around. I went to, actually a great story about a dairy farm just over the Mass Line in New York, and he said, Happy 4th, and I looked at him, I said, you know, I get that, but I prefer to call it Independence Day, because that, in my mind, holds on to the real meaning of it. To say, have a nice 4th of July, I say, yep, have a great Independence Day, because that's what's on my mind. I'm not thinking about it being the 4th of July. I'm thinking about it being Independence Day and all the accoutrement that goes with it. So anyway, speaking of the dairy...
But that's also a trivia question. That's also one of those things that a lot of people use as, like, the trivia joke things of...
Yeah.
What country doesn't have... what country doesn't have a 4th of July?
Mm-hmm.
None. Because it's part of the calendar. Everybody has a 4th of July. It's just we automatically equate it to the Independence
Except
Day.
Except in China, where they have a Chinese calendar, and they don't pay attention to the Western calendar.
Wait, is it China or is it North South Korea, where they changed the birthdays?
Oh, I don't know.
Calendar for birthdays, because most people are considered one at the time of their birth, and then at the start of the new year, they add another year. So you could be 4 months old, and all of a sudden you're two.
Yeah, right. Okay. I don't know that story. I've never heard that. That'd be a good one to research, actually. So as Dairy Month is gone, June is Dairy Month, I was thinking about milk. I went in this dairy yesterday. It has 500 dairy cows, Jerseys. And they are milking 24 hours a day. All the cows come in, they get milked, they go out into the feedlot, they come back in 8 hours later, and they get milked again. And the fellow had a fabulous, a family story.
seven generations on the same land. They operate a couple of thousand acres, and it was just really one of those. It's a bigger farm than I want to operate, but I remember back during the days when I was milking 150 cows, and we were selling out. We were sharing stories, family stories, and milk stories, and cow stories, and stuff. It was kind of neat to see. This sort of brought my faith back around. Although there's so much that's changed because of not automation necessarily, but new equipment and ways that the calves, the animals are so healthy. And I brought a couple of calves back to my farm because I wanted to, these are I'm sort of starting a different seed, if you will, generationally. And so this was a really quality group of cows, and I was happy to talk to the guy about how he loved it because it kept his family together. His older brother, his younger brother, they all run the farm. The daughter runs the dairy, runs the calf operation. He's got a son who is actually in charge of milking. It's just really, it was a real warm, sort of the epitome of the food, farm, and family stories that I'm telling you all the time. And their milk, you can just see the Jersey milk is so much better. How many of you know that it takes 12 pounds of whole milk to make a gallon of ice cream? Did you know that this time of year we're all thinking about ice cream, yum, yum, yum?
I didn't know.
By the way, milk is measured by the pound and not by the quarter of the gallon. We buy it that way, but that's not how it's produced. That's not how the farmer talks about it. It takes 10 pounds of milk to make a pound of cheese. How about that? Do you know there were 300 varieties of cheeses that were made in the United States? 95% of dairy farms are family-owned and operated. That still is, that's much better than is the rate for beef and cattle ranches and cattle farms and stuff. Milk travels from the farm to the grocery store in about 48 hours. Some people, this fellow was saying he was thinking about getting into the direct business, and I said that's the way to go. That's what I've done on my farm. Most other farms are doing the same thing. Average dairy farm is 337 cows right now, so this guy's a little bit bigger, but it was a good day. It was a great thing for me to experience. I'm very happy to meet more folks and have these conversations because they're really why I do the Food, Farm, and Family Report, sort of connect all the dots. Today is National Eat Beans Day, for those of you who didn't know that. Eat Beans Day. Why we have a holiday, but hey, listen, the history of beans, kind of cool. Go back 7,000 years in your mind, or your experience, if you've had more than one life. Beans were a staple, and they are most of legumes, because that's what we call them today, plant-based, the benefits, the protein, the stuff that comes out of legumes and any kind of bean. There are all kinds. You go to the store, all kinds of beans. You can cook them fresh or you have them, you know, various black beans.
They're
are good
so
for you.
So good for you, yeah.
Yeah, they really are.
The protein in them.
And you can do, I just like the beans with ketchup on them, frankly. A lot of different varieties. I've grown a lot of lima beans in my day. We have beans in the garden. So here's to beans. Beans and little. Today is your day. National Bean Day. Eat them. Well, they're good with some of the things you cook on the grill, too. All right. So we have that on the Farm Food and Family Report.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.